7 p.m. in the library. It's our last Leadership Council before we have our church conference next Sunday at 3 p.m. at United Methodist Church in the Palm Beaches. It's a time of worship and fellowship with other churches in our district, so everyone is encouraged and invited to attend that. You don't have to just be on Leadership Council. It's open for the entire church. So I hope some of you can come out and be a part of that next week as well. The DS will be there presiding over the meeting, and we will get our hand in our paperwork for the year to that. And but Wednesday, during Leadership Council, we'll take care of finalizing all the details for that. So I hope you can come out and join us next Sunday at 3 p.m. at UMCPB up in West Palm Beach. So hopefully you can join us for that. Our United Methodist women are having their Fall Bazaar next Saturday from 8 to 1. And I would encourage you all to come out and be a part of that. They've been working diligently here this week, preparing their items and the space as well for their bazaar next Saturday. So be sure to come out and be a part of that as well. There's many things going on in the life of your church. Check out your bulletins. That's why we print them, so you can have that information with you all week. And find a way that you can become involved in the life of your church. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you. those who lift themselves up will be brought low, but those who lower themselves will be lifted up. True greatness is found in the one who becomes a servant to others. Would you pray with me? Loving God, when we wander off into the wastelands of our lives, your faithful love rescues us and welcomes us home. As your beloved children, help us to understand what it means to truly live by serving others. In the name of the one who came to serve and save, we pray. Amen.
Praise verse this morning is Isaiah 51:11. It says, "The ransom of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing."
Sometimes we think we're the best at something, right? What do you think you might be the best in the whole world at? You got any idea? See, I have a problem with that too. I don't know which thing to pick when I'm best at. That's crazy, isn't it? But most of the time, I don't think I'm very good at anything. But sometimes I think, boy, I'm pretty special. You ever think you're special? Because you're special. Yes, you are. In your parents' eyes, in God's eyes, you are the only Curie out there. Did you know that? And I'm the only David. In God's eyes, we're all he sees when he looks at us. But if we're good at something and we like to tell people, hey, I'm good, I've done this, I'm the best at that.
You think people believe us?
Is this thing okay? You think they believe us when we say we're the best at everything? We're the best at doing that. You think they really believe us? Most of the time, they probably know somebody that does it better than we do, right? But when we get all puffed up, we call it getting puffed up in ourselves, sometimes God takes us down just a notch or two. Because we can't think we're better than other people, right? Because we're all loved by God, and God loves everything that we do. Does he love everything that we do? I don't know, sometimes I thought, oh boy, I bet God's not too happy with that. And God said, you're right, I'm not that happy with that. But we know that God loves us, and that God says, you're forgiven. Just don't get too puffed up with yourself and think you're greater than everybody else, because we're all the same in God's eyes. Isn't that cool? That's awesome, isn't it? Let's pray. You ready to pray? Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this beautiful young lady here today in a beautiful dress. Father, we know she is special. And we know that you see her as the best Curie there is. So, Father, we just pray a blessing this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. 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 Good job. You want to go to Sunday school this morning?
Terrible backache this morning and can barely breathe. So Maria's gone home
to try to take care of her back this morning. So keep Maria in your prayers as well. We continue to pray for Sean Friend. He's continuing to have problems with his legs. We just pray for healing on Sean's behalf. Marianne Davis as well. She's been having some testing done and possibly some procedures as well this week. So keep Marianne Davis in your prayers. Frances Smith is lifting up Nancy Larka. She does church here at Lakeside and lives in Murray Hills. So lift up Nancy this morning. Carol Fields is thanking the Lord for the blessings she received. So we all should do that. So thank you for reminding us of that as well. There was a rescue of a little kitty in the road, and we were celebrating that she made it. Kathy has lifted that up with her daughter. So I know there's many things on your heart this morning. We come burdened before the Lord, and on many occasions we as well bring about our joy and thanksgiving as well. So our blessings can be counted this morning on this All Saints Sunday. So would you pray with me this morning, please? Holy and gracious God, we are so blessed and just amazed at your love for us. Father, today we lift up those by name that have been read from this list, in the areas of their lives that they need your intervention. But Father, also we lift up those that have gone unmentioned today, that lie deep within our spirits and our souls, those that we cherish and care about, who are far from you today. So Father, today we pray that you would shine a bright light into their life, and that they would see you as an example of a way to receive the eternal blessing of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we pray today in your holy name that you would give us strength and courage to be a people of passion for you, a people of joy, and to spread that joy among those who seem to have no joy today. So, Father, we ask that you would be with us in our time of need this morning. We will go before you and sit at your table this morning and share the precious gift of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for us because he loves us and because we need him. He gave himself freely for us. Father, the world is a troubled place today, and we know you are in charge, and for that, we are grateful. Father, today, we remember those that have gone on, not only in this past year, but in years before. Father, today we pray that we too will meet up like angels, a cloud of witnesses before the holy throne of God Almighty. So, Father, bless our time together today. Let us feel your Holy Spirit presence here in this place. We pray in the holy and precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Joyfully, because to give is to follow Christ.
Would the ushers please come forward?
Thank you.
Today, as we remember those we've lost this year, we're reassured the book of Revelation that we all have a place. Are you looking forward to seeing loved ones again? I am. I'm looking forward to seeing folks that have gone many, many years ago. My curious question is, I wonder what they'll look like. Will I recognize them? Are you the age in heaven that you were when you passed? Did you arrive as a baby? And you have a long time to grow in the presence of the Lord. We have reassuring words this morning coming from Revelation. You don't preach from Revelation, I think, enough. Sometimes we're a little afraid of it. And I read Scripture and I say, well, I wonder what that really means. I want to know what it means and I want to search it out. So we're going to talk a little bit about those that are already up in heaven. So hear these words. Stand if you're able for the reading of God's Word. We're in chapter 7, verses 9 through 17 this morning. After this, I looked, and there was a great crowd that no one could number. They were from every nation, tribe, people, and language. They were standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They wore white robes and held palm branches in their hands. They cried out with a loud voice, "Victory belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels stood in a circle around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell face down before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and always. Amen." Then one of the elders said to me, "Who are these people wearing white robes, and where did they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." Then he said to me, "These people have come out of great hardship. They have washed their robes and made them white in the Lamb's blood. This is the reason they are before God's throne. They worship Him day and night in His temple, and the one seated on the throne will shelter them. They won't hunger or thirst anymore. No sun or scorching heat will beat down on them, because the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them. He will lead them to the springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Let's pray. Gracious God, what comforting words this morning. The words of the Apostle John and the message that you relayed to him. Father, we are a people of hope and joy. We are a people who trust and believe in you, a God that loves us and will call us and bring us home again. We pray in the Holy Savior's name. Amen. You may be seated. I didn't necessarily want to use the big word of being a saint with Kiri this morning, because she, like a lot of us, probably wonder, what does that really mean? Saint Teresa? Saint Paul? St. Peter? Are we a saint? Can we be a saint? Absolutely. We're called to be it. We probably would hesitate to call ourselves a saint, wouldn't we? I don't know about you, but that makes me a little uneasy, because that means I'm better than I really am. But in the eyes of God, we are all saints. Today we're celebrating All Saints Day. In the early church, it was to remember those martyrs, those Christians, those folks that formed and developed the early church. As you can imagine, as the years, hundreds of years went on, there were a lot of saints they were trying to remember, weren't they? There were a lot of people in beginnings of the church. And as Christians today, worshiping in Lakeside United Methodist Church, we are in our sainthood. We are God's people. All Saints Day. Why did we pick a day to honor them? In the early church, it was to remember the early folks of the church. But today, when we read the names of people here that have passed away this year that we are connected to. And we are remembering them for who they are and for what they meant to us. And we are praying and trusting and believing that as followers of Christ, they have earned their sainthood. I've had some saints in my life. My mentor as a teenager, you know my story, if you know it, Alden Hawes. The man is a saint. Long since gone. My dad, I pray he's a saint today. And I trust and believe. Many of my relatives, I had an Aunt Mabel. Anybody have an Aunt Mabel? There was some conversation on Facebook among family today about this past week, about food. What do you remember from your past? Who made the best food? And there were some names thrown about. My Aunt Jerry was one of her sons who was part of this conversation. But Aunt Mabel was a great cook. I remember great things my own mother cooked. But I look at Aunt Mabel as a saint. She was married to Earl, my Uncle Earl. My Uncle Earl was a believer. He was a real believer. A really, really strong believer. You know where I'm headed with this. Holy Roman could be used in the description of my own word. And Earl was a good man, but Aunt Mabel was the saint. Folks, today I remember folks that I love dearly. I'm glad that the committees we put together here in the Methodist Church, there's not a saints committee. A group of us would sit in a room. I wouldn't be on that committee, by the way. We would sit in a room and we would evaluate the people of the church and say, who is eligible for sainthood? That'd be a tough decision, wouldn't it? The sad part is there is no committee to declare whether or not you're a saint. God Himself has declared it. The word saint appears in the Bible over 60 times. And every time it is used, it doesn't refer only to special good people. It refers to all Christians. Now that makes me feel a lot better. I'm going to proclaim to be a Christian. I'm going to trust that my love for Christ and the leading of God in my life is assuring me of my sainthood. Romans 1:7. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Paul was telling those folks, you are called to be saints. And that's good news. We're guaranteed in if we believe. You think all saints have always had a good day every day of their life? Have they ever stumbled and fell? Yeah. St. Paul is a good one for that, right? I use Paul in reference because we just came from the land of Paul's missionary journeys a few weeks ago. I made comment then I would never travel with Paul. Paul had bad luck. Paul had trouble. But Paul was a saint. Our scripture this morning tells of how we become saints. Did you get the reference to the white robes? The scripture describes these white robes as our life. And in our life, we become stained. We become troubled. But in the cleansing blood of the Lamb, our robes are as white as snow. That represents our life. So as we remember today those who have gone before us, that this sainthood wasn't just a general statement, but it was a forgiveness of our sins. It was a special kind of forgiveness. It was a forgiveness earned by Jesus Christ. We can't earn our forgiveness. Do you realize that? But Jesus Christ can. Jesus Christ loves us. We put our faith in that as believers. Our lives are washed clean and made white by the blood of the Lamb. That's what John is talking about here. The Bible doesn't define us as saints for being always good. We're saints because God always loved us and Jesus Christ loved us. At different points in our life, we have the opportunity to declare our intentions of trusting and believing in Christ our Savior. In a few minutes, we're going to have Holy Communion. In our communion liturgy, we're going to say the words that we are forgiven as believers. We are forgiven. We are loved. We are cared for by Jesus Christ. I love the imagery in our scripture today. Now, we were in Rome. We went to the Vatican. And have you ever been pressed into the Sistine Chapel with, say, 10,000 other people? We were standing arm to arm, and they kept ushering you in until there's not another square foot of room. I can only imagine what it's going to be like when all those people are standing before the throne of God. I'm a big guy. I hope I got room to stretch out a little bit. If you're standing next to me and I elbow you, it's by accident. I'm sorry. As believers in Christ, we say I'm sorry a lot, don't we? We say I'm sorry a lot. I say I'm sorry and then turn right around and do it again. But you know what? God has given us a chance to say I'm sorry.
Amen.
Over and over and over again. As we gather at the Lord's table today, we're coming once again before the I'm sorry seat. When you come to the Lord's table in the Methodist Church, this table is open to everyone that accepts Jesus Christ as their Savior. And if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can come and have a nice little sandwich. But you know what? The bread is real small. If you're just coming for a sandwich, this is not going to make much of a sandwich. And that little cup, there's not much in that little cup. But when you come as a believer in Jesus Christ, this is more than enough. Amen? More than enough. So at an open communion table, you're welcome to come. You are welcome to come and say, I'm sorry. I don't know what you have to be sorry for this morning, but chances are there's something. I do. I sometimes have so much to say I'm sorry for, I can't remember which one comes first or second or third. But we come to this table and we say we're sorry. we say we're sorry, God says, yes, I know. God knows your heart. God knows that He loves you. And God knows that we're standing in that crowd in heaven someday. And they'll be reading our... You know what? I hope when I'm dead and gone, they read my name on All Saints Sunday. Now that's being puffed up, I guess. But the only thing we can hope for is that we've made an impression on someone else's life. So when we come today and we say, I'm sorry, God says, yes, I know. I love you. And you're forgiven. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I've done today to offend you, and yesterday and the day before. But Father, I stand before this altar today with the I'm sorry on my tongue. Father, I'm sorry. I love you. Father, I just want to do your will. Help me. Help me. Help me. Amen. Hear this invitation this morning. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be a leading church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your law. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard our enemy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from the total of obedience. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up your hearts to you, Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, God of Abraham and Sarah, God of Miriam and Moses, God of Joshua and Deborah, God of Ruth and David, God of the priests and the prophets, God of Mary and Joseph, God of the apostles and the martyrs, God of our mothers and our fathers, God of our children to all generations. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with all your saints, especially those whom we name before you now. Mark O'Hannes. Dorothy Hunt. Myra Grove. John Ashton. Naaman Knight. Cynthia Knight. Keith Chanel. Bob Nevin. Gloria Regan. Mother Marisela Rodriguez. Jim Chenoweth. Stan Hannon. Grandmother of Rosman Acosta. Grandson of Fred and Brenda Newbarth. Audra Miller. Adele DeBries. Marsha Schellenmarker. Richard Bickle. Gary Harder. Carl Kidd. Jim Knopf. Les, brother of Barbara Rula. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, strengthen us to run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, by your Spirit make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Now let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as
those assisting with Holy Communion please come forward this morning? greatness of Jesus Christ. Feel the blessing of the sacred meal. In Jesus' name, amen. Gracious and loving God, we are grateful for this gift. We're grateful for our sorrows and for your forgiveness. Father, thank you for this gift of Jesus as we remember those that have gone on to their glory. We love you. We pray in the holy and precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Please stand for our closing hymn, Forward Through the Ages. place, let us leave it as a people of hope. Let us be assured of our sainthood through Jesus Christ himself. Go out and tell others of this good news. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Amen.